Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
There's a saying, take half and leave half, with regards to grazing. However, with the weather events this past year, some producers are concerned about long-term overgrazing, since this can reduce grass production and profits for years. Overgrazing often leads to higher feed costs, lower carrying capacity, and more expensive pasture recovery over time. Lower forage production means fewer grazing days. In this case, producers may have to purchase hay or supplemental feed earlier than planned and reduce or lower stocking rates in future years. It can also cause weeds, pest invasion, soil erosion, additional management costs, and delay pasture recovery for years to regain original grazing capacity. For example, if overgrazing reduces forage capacity by 20% on a 100-acre pasture producing 2 tons of forage per acre, the range loses the equivalent to 40 tons of forage. Replacing that forage with purchased hay can quickly add thousands of dollars in feed costs. The best option to avoid overgrazing is to be proactive. Some things producers can do are rotate livestock before plants are grazed too short, monitor forage availability throughout the season, adjust your stocking rates during the season, and increase the rest period between grazing and when livestock are returned to pasture. The cheapest forage you will feed is the grass already growing in your pasture. Protecting that resource through proper grazing management can improve profitability today and preserve productivity for years to come. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Agricultural Economics Educator Shannon Sand.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.